Welcome back, real estate rock stars. Here's what you can expect to learn in today's show. What to do if you low-key hate your life as a realtor? How to get local businesses and builders to market for you? The one thing you can do on Instagram right now to increase your reach by thousands? The perfect hook for your home tour videos, and much more. Today's guest is Andres Bustamante out of Austin, Texas. He spent his first 5 years as a part-time agent while in college. He got his license to help cover the cost of tuition and has been full-time now for the past 3 years and is crushing it. In the past 12 months, he's closed 37 transactions and $19 million in volume. And Andres is a longtime Rockstars listener, and it's come full circle because he actually spoke on stage at the 2024 Real Estate Rockstars Mastermind that happened a few weeks ago. And now we're interviewing him on the show. Speaking of the Mastermind, guys, it was seriously sick. I know I'm a little biased because I helped plan the thing, but I am still on a high from it all and cannot wait until next year, which it's in Austin yet again. And we just announced the dates. It'll be the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of March, 2025. Guys, we will sell out again. We're capping it at 100 agents this year. And if you know you want a slot, you can register using the link in the show notes or hit me up on the gram, The Shelby Show. I'll share the deets and the link with you. And with that, rock stars, please welcome Andres Bustamante. So many agents who actually hate their lives. Like, they hate lead generation, especially their strategy. They hate the type of clients that they always seem to end up working with. And maybe they just like hate the day-to-day grind. They feel stuck and maybe like real estate is actually sucking their soul out of them. But you are like one of the happiest people I've ever met. And it feels so insanely genuine. So Andres, what is the secret? What is your secret?
Well, this thing that I have learned through trial and error is mixing your passion in terms of what do you enjoy doing? What does Shelby enjoy? What does Andres enjoy? And me, from a very little age, I've loved soccer forever. I'm a huge Arsenal fan, huge Austin FC fan. So with this, when I say mix your passions with your job, real estate, the more people you talk to, the more likelihood that you will help someone buy or sell. So with this, anytime Arsenal plays and they play maybe once or twice a week, I go to the bar that everyone watches it at. It's called the Tavern. And it's not like if I'm going to be nervous to talk to people when it's my passion. So if you can combine your passion with real estate, it's amazing. I've talked to so many people at the Tavern. I met so many people because it's all Arsenal. And the question comes, oh, and what do you do? Real estate. Then once you add them on your socials or whatever, and they see that you're doing real estate, boom, lock them in.
Okay. And that strategy in particular has landed you kind of like the go-to person on for the Arsenal soccer team, right? Like after a couple of years. Can you talk us through how that happened?
For Austin FC, Arsenal's in London. Bet, like I watch them anytime from TV and whatnot. But Austin FC, the local team here in Austin. Yes, I mean, with this, the big thing for me, what I would visualize and always think of is like, how can I become the go-to Austin FC person? And this is back in like 2019, 2020. I had met someone that knew of a coach at Austin FC and they put me in touch. I helped that coach lease a home. Then kind of word got out there that I had helped that coach. It was like the under 20s team coach. And I started helping the other coaches, starting them, inviting them to do stuff and whatnot. And they're like, oh, Andres helped them, so you must be doing well.
And like to bring it back to the beginning when you were combining your passion and your work, it's cool. So basically, you're like, what does my ideal lifestyle look like aside from work? And it's like, okay, I love watching soccer. Naturally, I want to go to this space where I can watch soccer with or people around people because that's like what you would naturally do. And then it puts you around your type of people. So like, if you could work with a certain type of person, why would it not be someone who you connect over something already? Yeah, exactly. And then the other thing that I feel like a lot of people struggle with within real estate is imposter syndrome. Was this strategic or did you just naturally do this?
I mean, with this, at the end of the day, whenever you're starting off with something, you'll be nervous. And to like, no joke, I was very nervous when I was starting off when I was 19, when I got my license, and I got my license to pay for college. at the University of Texas at Austin, and I would help students find apartments. So with this, my first ever client was a daughter and her dad. Imagine me, myself, 19 years old, and I'm like, yo, what the hell am I doing? I was so nervous. But then I started saying, look, if there's a passion of mine that doesn't get me nervous, that I can talk freely to people, and real estate's all about talking, connecting with people, why can't I just combine that? So it doesn't have to be soccer. It can be freaking go do bingo or whatever you like doing, you know, whatever your passions are, write down the three of them. If you get nervous, maybe if you're talking to people, because it's normal starting off, write down those three and then find a place where they are done for about an hour or 2 hours and make it a thing, quality over quantity. A lot of people go to conferences and they want to talk to everyone. No, have three quality conversations. That's the max. And that's it. Once you have those quality conversations, you're done. Boom, your goal has been reached. And what better place to do that than with your passions, you know? So it was strategic, but not really, because at first it was just like, I love doing this. And I was like, yo, I actually have a lot of people now seeing my socials that I met at the Arsenal bar that are like, can you help me buy or sell? So it just combined everything, funny enough.
Dude, that was such a good nugget too, about have quality conversations as opposed to just having as many as possible. And I think that that's something that like agents frequently miss, is they're like, man, I only have 1,000 followers on socials, or I just started a Facebook page group and there's only 98 people in them. It's like, dude, that's actually plenty. Have you had legitimate conversations, like deep conversations with every single one of those people? Or to your point, all you need is just a few deep conversations as opposed to tons of surface level. Because when someone leaves a conversation where they feel like they've really connected with you, you are now solidified in their brain, in their heart, and like you said, on socials. Whereas if you just meet someone for 2 seconds and hand out a business card and keep moving, That basically it's not even worth having that little interaction because it won't stick.
100%. I mean, with this, it's, they'll remember you, and it's not only like, oh, I just want to buy or sell, but it's also, who do they know? You know, at the end of the day, you're also wanting to create some friendship. It doesn't have to be all real estate, which is one thing that I'm like, I don't want to talk real estate all the time. You know, I don't know about you, but it gets boring sometimes. Well, not sometimes, but yeah, I mean, it's like, dude, come on, let's talk some other stuff. You know, there's more to life than just real estate.
And speaking of that, so you mentioned, you know, going to your authentic location, whatever you're passionate about, have these conversations. But earlier you mentioned, and then exchanging socials. And I know you are really big on socials. Like, it's a huge part of your lead generation strategy, but it's not 100%, you know, real estate related. So can you talk us through, first, before we go into socials, how do you get to that point where they are following them? Are you just like, yo, dude, like, can you, what does that conversation look like? And then when they go to their your page, what do they see?
I mean, really, when it's with that, it's just so natural, because you're, let's say it's somewhere where you enjoy being, you know, it's not like if it's going to be weird if an Arsenal fan or whatever other sport you're going to watch together is like, hey, can I have your social media, you know, like, it's not weird, you know? So with this, it's like, hey, let's connect. I love getting to meet you at this Arsenal game and I'm pretty sure we're going to keep coming. Let's connect. Do you like playing soccer as well? You know, you connect not only on the Arsenal level or whatever it is, whatever sport, but also on the, damn, I want to see what you're up to, because we already have those like-minded interests. And the level of trust that you build with someone that you already have like-minded interests with is way bigger than with someone that's more so of a cold connection. Because when you're connecting your passions, it's not going to be a cold connection. It's already like, oh, I trust this person subconsciously because of the fact that they like the things that I like. So with this, it's like, hey, let me get your Instagram. Here, check it out. The strategic part of that is, though, for me, whenever I get anyone that I get their social media and whatnot, is that I know that I post real estate stuff and that I'm going to be top of mind whenever they see my stuff. So if they ever think real estate, they're going to think me right away. So it's strategic in that end that I don't necessarily ask for the number, but it's more so, hey, get my social media, let's connect. And with that, they all see my social media. And from there, oh, real estate, Andres. You want people, whenever they think real estate, to think you.
Yeah, I like that too, because instead of going for the phone number, which people, I mean, they'll give it out, especially if you've made that real connection, but people are much more inclined to be like, yeah, here's my handle. Like, let's follow each other. Let's be friends. Especially once you've made that connection, because they're genuinely interested in you as a friend. Yeah. Okay. So from there, and I love that too. It's literally just as simple as like, hey, dude, like, let's connect. Because people get in their head too about like, well, how do I ask? How do I get them to follow me? And it's like, if, like you said, if you're an actual friend, an actual connection, it is so organic. And so now, you know, I'm following you and I go to your Instagram. Is Instagram your primary? What would you say is your primary, and what does your socials look like?
Definitely Instagram and TikTok. Like, that's where I get, so like, no joke, every week I get 2 to 3 like solid leads, and it's pretty insane. People reaching out to me, I'm not reaching out to them. It's like, hey, Andres, I saw this home tour. Hey, I like this and that. I like that. Sometimes people reach out because I do like dumb, funny stuff. Like yesterday I did a video of, hey, this is 1 minute from downtown Austin from via helicopter. And then this is 50 minutes from Austin running. And I took my shirt off and started running away. So people connect through things that are like, yo, that was funny. Someone told me, I did not contact you because I like the house. I contacted you because you did something dumb and funny. And I put out the energy of the people that I want to vibe with. So people maybe that are stuck up, they don't like that, I don't even want to work with them. So for me, I'm like, dude, I don't care if you don't contact me, you know?
And guys, if you're wondering what he's talking about, go over to his Instagram page. It is Andres Busta TX on Instagram. Yes. And you'll see, like, it's crazy. Andres, you pop up on my, you know, feed all the time. And it is always like over the top, insane energy. Like, that's, I'm like, dude, what are you eating and drinking? Like, how much do you sleep? Because your energy is unreal.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, with that, what I will say, on social, what I've been focusing on that has been working well is like hyper local stuff. So local businesses, because in real estate, we wear so many hats. One of the hats that we wear is kind of the tour guide hat. So how cool would it be? Is like, people brag about you. It's like, dude, this is my realtor, not only sells homes and does this and that, but also look, he's at Terry Black's. Terry Black's is a barbecue place. Terry Black's eating barbecue and it's super cool. And then people are like, oh, Andres recommended this place. Boom. Then you make a connection with the local business owners. So it's hyper local stuff, educational things, and home tours. Those are the three that I've been focusing on, and setting the systems, which I'm sure we'll talk about later, to where people, like, no joke, like I said, 2 to 3 solid leads a week reaching out to me through social media.
Okay, and let's dig into each one of those, starting with the hyperlocal. So what do you actually mean by hyperlocal? What's working now?
Yes. So hyperlocal, what I mean is, like, I'm sure, Shelby, where you are, there's like these places that locals know about, you know, and that people that are outside don't really know about, but they're so great. So for me, it's like talking about those hyperlocal things to the audience, as in, oh, this is the best barbecue spot in Austin. That hook creates controversy because I know a lot of people don't think it's really the best one, but I really like it. So it's like, this is the best barbecue spot in all of Austin. And it's me like cutting the beef rib. And then I go talk to like the owners or people and how they, so how do you make your brisket? This, and I made a video about that recently. How do you make your brisket? And then I talk about, typically the line takes about an hour, but while you're in line, you can order their favorite drink. And it's cool because it is a favorite drink. It's the purple marg at Terry Black's. So it's like these little nuggets that people take and like, oh, damn, that's cool. I want to order that too. And then I always ask at the front whenever I order food, hey, what are your top two favorite things? And the guy said beef rib and the brisket. And I ordered that and I ate it. Oh, so good. Like, I'm hungry right now, but that's hyperlocal. Then I did another one at a wine place where they have a wine cave, and I got to meet the owner. Like, this guy owns like 3 other locations. I got to meet the owner. And it's more so me coming to them like, hey, I want to promote your place. I want more people to love on the place because I love it so much. When can we meet? It's not like if the owner is going to say no. And then you make a connection with a local owner, that just skyrockets your business. And a lot of people will see it. If you're trying to be the real estate agent of your city, obviously people will see your hyperlocal stuff. So that's the hyperlocal aspect.
And the cool thing about that too is that people actually care about that. You know, people don't really care about the just solds unless there's like a really compelling story along with it. Yeah, or like, yeah, most of the basic stuff that agents post about. But like, dude, if you're meeting someone at a bar and you're like loving soccer and then they follow you and they're like, oh, you know, in bio, of course, it says real estate agent. But then your posts are like this hyper-local, controversial barbecue. Yeah. I'm like, dude, I'm watching and I'm going to follow you more. Yeah. Just because now I'm like, I want to go check that out. Plus the fact that this is so smart that you are looping in directly, like you're contacting the owner and being like, I want to promote your place.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you've just tapped into, if you do a great job, you know, you add them as a collaborator or whatever on socials, tag them, then you're doing essentially free marketing for them. And every person who comes through the line now, they're like, oh, dude, you're, you know, after chatting, they're like, oh, you need real estate? Like Andres is your dude.
Exactly. That's one, like you hit it on the dot right there. That's exactly the strategy behind it.
Okay, perfect. So that is hyper local. And I guess the thought process would be like, what would I care about if I was looking at a page? Like, you know, the barbecue makes sense, wine makes sense. So thinking in the perspective of anyone who's now following you. Okay, so got the hyper local. You mentioned home tours and educational. So what do you got for those?
Yes, educational, what I love doing. And what you were saying about collaborating is just massive. I know we spoke about it at the conference, but oh my gosh, collaborating is different from tagging. When you tag someone, it appears on the fourth tab on Instagram. When you collaborate, it shows on their page. It's huge. Like that has been massive for me. So collab, you have to collab before though you post. If not, you can't collab anymore. So with this educational, I love doing the educational concepts with people like lenders, tax people, builders, because with this, you can go back and forth. So last week, I did my videos with my CPA, and we talked about the 2 out of the last 5 years rule. And the hook is more so along the lines as of if you sell your home. So you're getting a hook if you sell. Oh, okay, if I sell, what? If you sell your home, this is how you can avoid paying up to $500,000. And it's like, what? How? And then my CPA explains the 2 out of the last 5 years rule. So with the educational aspect, I'm the real estate agent, but I get experts in other domains that people might be like, dang, it's okay, it's real estate, but also an educational aspect on taxes or about builders or this and that. So the educational, I love doing those videos. It's great. Then the home tours, I usually go to builders because they already have homes that are staged and they have inventory homes, and just talk about the homes, like 10 seconds about the home. And then the rest is a tour of me just doing dumb stuff, moving around the house or like getting people hooked on. I do like snow angels on the ground at the builders, and I grab anything that I see and like wear it or throw it. So the home tours, look at my profile, but I use CapCut for that. And I love doing those home tours. Like I have so much fun with it.
Dude, you're so good at doing dumb stuff and making it look like so fun and exciting.
I'm like, dude, what is he going to do next? I get so excited. I'm like, yes.
Dude, and to go back on collabs though, this is something that has been a total game changer for me lately as well. And so like I am, you know, you hit on it. I just want to emphasize to listeners. So what he means by collaboration is like, you know, for years now you can tag people and you're like you said, it doesn't show up on their feed. But if you invite someone to collaborate and they accept it, now it shows up on their feed and you're tapping into every single person who follows them. But with the collab, and Andres did a really good job of noting this, about having the subject matter expert be the one who looks good. So basically what I mean by that, like, is if you're inviting yes. someone to collaborate and the post is all about you, like 100% about you, why would they accept that collaboration? Why would they want that on their page? But if in Andres, you know, instance, he did like this really compelling hook and then it makes the subject matter expert look really good, of course they're going to want to accept the collaboration. And this thought process, like as you're doing these collabs, it's like, think about the person who you're inviting to collab with you, would they want it on their page? Does it fit their style? Because if it doesn't, if the answer is no, then you should probably, if you really want them to accept the collaboration, you need to modify that to have them accept 100%. It. And when they do, it's like, dude, it's such a powerful change. And the other thing, Andres, huge. That like using your vendors though, that's so smart, because going back to imposter syndrome, like a lot of agents are like, well, shit, I don't know what I'm talking about. But if you're able to tap into the actual expert, it's like two birds, one stone, the little phrases.
The only thing you have to say, this is what the 2 out of the last 5 years rule is. Boom. You talk about it, CPA, you know? And then one thing that I wanted to note before we like get more deep into the social media stuff, know this. You're going to be nervous. You're not going to like how your voice sounds. You're not going to like how you look. That's totally normal. Everyone feels that. And one thing that's critical to note is that any post, anything you do on social media will never be perfect. So one thing that I always got in my head was it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be posted. If you look back at my first videos, they're actually hilarious. Like hilariously in a way that They were so bad. That's why I say hilarious. And then with this, a lot of people might still be saying, no, but I don't like how my voice sounds, this and that. A mindset shift that has helped me a ton is more so as agents, it is our duty to put ourselves out there through social media, because there's so many people that don't yet know the power of wealth creation or the power that buying or selling their home can do for them. That if we don't put ourselves out there on social, the people that would have known about these things will never know. So you're doing them a disservice. So if you put that mindset, you shift that mindset towards where it's my duty to post on social so that I can educate those people and find those people that don't yet know about me, that can be a driver to where, okay, you know what? I'm going to post. Screw it. Let's do it. Let's get out of our head and let's just do it.
Couple questions on something you're so good at. It's these hooks. So, you know, whether it is an educational post, whether it is a home tour, or like you mentioned before, a controversial hyper-local post.
Yeah.
I struggle with hooks. Like, are you just coming up with these off the top of your head? What is your, how did you learn what a good hook is, and what's your process for creating one?
Let me see. Give me something that you would want a hook for. It took time though, like for sure. Like sometimes I'm like, what can I do? You know, but give me an example of something you'd be thinking of right now. Let's see if we can come up with a hook.
Let's do one, you know, the ones that you do. So let's say I'm doing a home tour.
Okay. I mean, with those, it's really, what do people want? Proximity to things that are important. That if I do builders, I'm going to ask the builder, what incentives are you offering? And then bets the bats and square feet. Like if you're like, oh, I'm stuck with a hook. Remember those things. What is it close to? How far away is it from downtown? So that, then what incentives are being offered? Square footage and price. It's as simple as that. This is what $760,000 gets you in Austin, Texas, 18 minutes from downtown, 4 beds, 3.5 baths, 3,000 square feet. Let's go check it out. That's pretty much what you can say. And you don't have to think of like, oh my gosh, I'm too in my, you could, dude, you could even say, this is what $760,000 gets you in Austin. Let's see it. Because at the same time, people are like, how many beds of baths? Oh, I want to see it now. You know, if you give them everything, then they might not see all the video. So with this, kind of leave them wanting more, you know?
And you're really good too about saying it fast with high energy. Do you actually speed it up, or is that, do you just like train yourself to say it really fast?
No, in the beginning? I guess trained myself. And like the one thing I will say, get an accountability partner for these videos. Shout out to Julio Monagas, my business partner and great friend. He's the one that films me and I film him. So every Wednesday we film for about 4 to 5 hours. And that's when we already call the builders. We're like, hey, we're going to go film this and that. So he films me. The first 10 seconds are the hook. Then the rest of the video on CapCut, you do 2 times the speed. And in the important places, you go a bit slower, like a kitchen. You're gonna show it a bit slower. And then with CapCut, you don't have to change the speed every time. You just do 2x. And given that you've already gone a bit slower in those important parts, it'll slow down automatically. So no, the beginning isn't sped up. It's a 10-second hook. And then you put music on the video, and then you do 2x for the rest of the stuff. And it makes it so much easier to edit, as opposed to doing 2x speed, then 2x, then 2x, whatever. You know, CapCut's great. It's great.
Do you use trending audio?
Okay, like honestly, with that, I don't really. I'm so bad at choosing music that I'm like, damn, I've chosen this one like 8 times already, but it sounds good. Like the Monaco one from Bad Bunny, I've chosen that one like 10 times already. But I'm like, dude, this one always sounds so good. I'm going to keep using it. I'm so bad about that stuff. I need to get someone to help me out with that, because
The reason why I ask is because, like, dude, I hear so much like, oh, trending audio makes such a difference. But I mean, flip side, clearly, you know, if you do a hook, a compelling hook, and the content looks high quality, like maybe you are leaving like thousands of views on the table, Andres. I don't know.
Hey, right? I'm going to have to tell you next time.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. If it works though, because like I hear this too, and I don't know if you've seen, but people who do like a lot of content, if you pay attention, they do definitely repeat. You know, they'll repeat the high quality photo shoot that they did, or they'll repeat the same concept in a reel that's just slightly different. So I guess the food for thought for that too is like, if it works and people are loving it, just keep doing it, you know?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
Question for outro. Like, do you have like an outro clip, call to action, like anything on the reel, or does it just end?
It just ends. And that's something I should probably be doing. I mean, with that, it's been working great. Like, I, no joke, get so many messages on Follow Up Boss and on Instagram that I guess it hasn't been needed, but I'm sure there's systems and things that I can just better and better, you know, with videos, with anything, you know. For me, I'm not really like, oh, follow the book by the book, you know, whatever that saying is. But it's like these things have worked for me. So I don't really also like look at, oh, what video trending or, you know, that stuff. I know someone asked me at a conference something like along those lines. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I just do what I'm excited about doing, you know. With that, on that end, I don't really look at trends as much. It would probably help though. I'm not going to say it's not going to help, you know?
Okay. We've talked about what you're doing on your socials. We talked about how we got people to your socials in the first place, which is very organic. But you just mentioned you get a bunch of messages. So are you in these social media posts, are you doing calls to action where it's like, contact me, I'm your real estate agent? Or is that like in the caption? Or the are people just naturally? Okay. Okay. Tell us about your caption.
Yeah. So with the captions, I put what I talked about, the price, the square footage, the beds, the baths, and then I put something interesting like this amenity center has this and that, or there's these many homes, it's in this phase, whatever, something along those lines. Then I put, if you'd like to learn more, contact me at my Follow-Up Boss number. And then I have the hashtags of Austin, Texas, Austin Realtor, Real Estate of Austin, Realtor of Instagram, things along those lines, like more so denoting the city, you know, buy or sell Austin, something along those lines.
Okay, gotcha. And so then it has your follow-up number. Do most people just text you from there or do they still like DM? What does that look like?
The people that are more serious will send me a message on Follow-Up Boss, but I still get a lot of DMs about like, hey, what's up with this property? Tell me more. And what I've learned through that, because it's through trial and error, I had a video that went like super, super viral and I was giving a lot of people too much information. So this is one thing that I learned. It's more so, hey, great, call me at this number and we'll set up a time to talk about your needs and wants. And the people that call me are serious. The people that don't, they would have probably left me on scene with regardless whatever message I would have sent. That's how I've learned. Maybe there's a better way to do it, but I would give a lot of people too much information and they would just leave me on scene, which was like, ah, that's frustrating. But now I've learned that it's like, hey, look, what time works best for a call? 2 or 5. And then from there, if they answer, it's like, okay, these are legit, you know? Because with this, I would get a lot of people, but they weren't all converted, you know? Because some people are just wanting to know and maybe they don't even want to buy. They just want to know because they want to know. People have told me like, I just messaged you because I wanted to know this. So you don't look at it too much on face value of, oh, damn, I didn't convert this one. That's going to happen. It's inevitable. You're not going to convert like 100% of the people that reach out, but more so, okay, how can I better my systems? Because this person might've left me on scene. What can I do better? So it's just getting better and better every day with everything that you try.
And with that, so I know you're a big fan of Calendly, which guys, if
oh yeah, huge.
You want, yeah. Andres has given us his favorite apps and tips on Cheat Sheet. So you guys know the drill, realestaterockstarsnetwork.com, and go to the toolbox for that. But one of the tools that he talks about on his cheat sheet is Calendly. So from these DMs, are you like sending them a link or how do you use Calendly in your business?
With that, I have it like on my Google page. I have, well, let's start off with Beacons because Beacons is like Linktree. So Beacons, I have it on my Instagram page. Like right away on my account, you see, click on this link for more information. And Beacons has everything, my TikTok account, there's also a special form, like a Google Doc form that says interested in buying or selling. It just asks the name, the email, the timeline that they're looking to buy or sell. And it's not asking them to write it down because if you ask someone to write things down, they're not really going to want to do that. It just has like a 1 to 3 months, 3 to 6 months, 6 to 9 months. And you can just click on that, whichever one it is. Dude, honestly, as human beings, we're lazy. And the less you can have people write down, the more they will be inclined to write, to like legit just click. So I have that Google Doc and it copy it. Like anyone that wants to copy it, I'll send it to you, Shelby. But yeah, I have that Beacons with that Google Doc form, my Instagram, my Calendly link. The Calendly link is linked to my Google Calendar and it's a 15-minute call. And I got two Calendly link invites like last week from people. And one of them is up they're already pre-approved for $1 million. And I got on a call with them last week, and the other one was selling a plot of land or something. So, dude, like, I didn't have to do anything. They just reached out, 30-minute call, and they're already approved. Like, it's insane. When you set the systems and make it as easy as possible for people, they'll reach out. Trust me.
Yeah, I'm such a systems nerd. This is like totally speaking my language, where it's like yeah. all of the systems talk to each other and you have forms. And just like you said, it's like you have to make it super simple, less friction if you want people to actually do it. And I'm a huge fan of Calendly as well. That makes sense how you structured it. Are there any on this, like, are there any other tools or like that you would like to dig into before I want to ask you about public speaking? Because we talked about that a little bit before we record, but
that's what I was going to say. I'm excited
before we move on.
I would say CapCut. We already spoke Beacons, Calendly, CapCut. Mm-hmm. It's free. Just make sure at the end of the video you take off the CapCut sign thing. They have like a watermark thing, but you can take it off. Like, you don't have to pay for it. Dude, CapCut is free. Like, I tell people, a mistake a lot of people make is that they might film on Instagram or TikTok. Film on your camera, put it on CapCut, put captions. They have auto captions, people. Come on. No excuses. Auto captions. And then from there, with this, it can also allow you to do a cover photo on CapCut. So, because a lot of the times people, they do the video, but then when it's on their Instagram, without clicking on the video, you're going to see a cover photo first. So you want to make it enticing. So through CapCut, you can make a cover photo, which is really cool, because with that, you might just get a part of the video that you liked. Or before filming a video, tell your friend or whoever's filming you, hey, take a picture of me outside of the home like that, just with my arms up or something that fits in the cover photo of Instagram on the grid. It's like these small things that make a big difference, but CapCut has been great for that.
Dude, I just played around with CapCut for the first time the other day because I interview people all the time. They're like, CapCut's the greatest thing ever. I'm like, fine, I will try it.
All right.
Yeah, it's like a little confusing, but I definitely, dude, I have the watermark. Like, I was like, is this permanent? So that's pretty cool that apparently, you know, I could just cut that out somehow once I play around with it more. Good to know.
It's a bit confusing at first, like with anything in life. First times you try it out, it's like, oh my gosh, what's up? But then you learn about it after.
Okay, Andres. Public speaking or storytelling is so underlooked in this industry.
Oh my gosh.
And that's actually a direct quote. Would you like to elaborate?
Yes, I would. It's no, like, oh my gosh. I seriously can't stress this enough. Like, if you're a new agent, yes, it's going to be scary. Yes, you're not going to like public speaking, but the best thing you can do for yourself is public speak. Why? Because the aspect of storytelling to convey a message is massive. A lot of the times we see people, like, instead of storytelling, they say facts like, oh yeah, let's give an example. Oh yeah, I bought my home and I got $5,000 in closing costs and I'm living for free. I'm happy. It's like, no, what about the storytelling aspect? Tell me more. Like, through storytelling, more people can relate. So something along the lines of, you know what? When I had just graduated college, a lot of people told me that I could not buy a home, then that I had to buy with 20% down. That I found out through a conventional loan, first-time home buyer, you can do anywhere from 3 to 5% down. How awesome is that? Now, right there, you're speaking to the audience of people that can relate. And then with this, I was actually also able to live for free because I thought, and this is the key, because I thought that actually renting would be less than a mortgage. So when you say those words, renting would be less than a mortgage, the people that are renting right now that haven't bought are thinking, damn, okay, let me hear more. What I did was I lived in one room and rented out the others to my three friends, and they paid a part of my mortgage, if not all of it. If you're thinking about doing the same, just reach out to me. So that's the story of, you know what? Yeah, I closed on a home. That's great. But what about it? Like, what problems did you have prior and how were these problems solved? You tell that through a story, and the people that were in your same shoes when you didn't know the solutions to those problems will then be like, damn, Andres or Shelby solved those problems. I related to the story. Let me reach out to them to help me buy or sell or do whatever it has to be. Storytelling is massive. So important.
Dude, but it's so hard. Andres. If I'm like listening to this, I'm like, damn, okay, you just pulled that out of your, you know, ass right now and it was compelling. But if I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, we just closed and this is what happened, I feel like there's such an art to it. So Is there, and you mentioned identifying the problems and identifying how to solve them. Do you have any other tips for becoming a better storyteller?
100%. Join Toastmasters. Toastmasters is a it's not free, but it's like $100 a freaking save for every 6 months. I'll legit, like, if five people message me about their Toastmasters group, I'll pay for it. Like, the first five people to message me and find me on Instagram, I'll pay for your freaking Toastmaster membership. I swear, no joke.
I'm messaging you.
Put that on the notes. Whoever, you'll be one of them. Whoever wants to do it, the first five people. Toastmasters is a public speaking group that I joined about 3 years ago, and at first I hated it. Like, I would get so nervous, but I knew that I needed to improve my public speaking, my storytelling, and it massively improved it. Now with this, you're asking, Andres, but how can I make this better? Anytime you have a closing, whoever has a closing, tell the story behind that closing, and you just write it down. It doesn't have to be on camera. Because everyone has had clients that have had problems that you as a realtor helped solve or will help solve. So the questions you have to ask yourself whenever you're telling that story through a closing post is more so, what initial problems did these people have? Number one, oh, look at that. How did I solve those problems? How were those problems solved? Number two. And then number three, how are they now? The craziness about that is the first one will get people that are in the same situation related, like, damn, these people have those problems. The second one will be the solution to those problems. And since you're the person solving those issues, whatever, it's like, damn, I want Andres to help me. The third is, how are they now? The big thing about that is, once people see the problems and then once they see a solution, they're going to be like, I see myself in their shoes through the story that was told, and I want that help. Now with this though, it's not manipulating. Obviously, you do your buyer consultation or seller consultation, you really see, do these people really need to sell or buy? And then from there, you can really help them, you know? But the fact of storytelling as opposed to just telling facts, it's huge. Like, huge. A lot of people can relate emotionally on that level.
Are you still in Toastmasters?
Oh, yeah. I actually have a Toastmaster meeting today. Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Okay. This is the crazy part, Shelby. This strategically as well. I became the guy that was in charge of all the memberships when I was at Toastmasters my second year. And I would meet every person that was there. That was a passion of mine. It became a passion of mine. So imagine this, real estate, and I was in charge of all the memberships. Of course I got clients through that, because I would always call the new members like, hey, I'm excited for you. What are your goals? Tell me a bit about yourself. And then as human beings, you're like, oh, tell me a bit about yourself, Andres. Boom. They knew I do real estate now, and they go for their real estate needs with me. You can be so strategic about everything. It's crazy.
Dude, you're a genius. It's annoying. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So my dad literally since 2012 has been telling me to go to Toastmasters. He's like, I did Toastmasters. It was the greatest thing ever. I'm like, Dad, whatever. But now that I've heard it and from Andres, now I'm actually, I really should freaking do it. Cause it is one of those things where it's like, even if you do public speaking a lot and have conversations frequently, it's like, I don't even know what I am doing wrong. Like the ums, the filler words, the ability to tell a story, like a framework to follow, all of those things, like you said, are so incredibly impactful and overlooked. Cause if you think about it again, on social media or really anything that like draws you in, humans are so interested in a story, in a problem, in overcoming, in the solution at the end. Oh, and yeah. Like, that's why all of the social media reels and the they hook you. Oh, like the day in the life too. Those things are really addictive. Yes. All that to say, I mean, Toastmasters is a great tip.
Yes. And with that, what you were saying there, this is so funny, and you're going to be like, this is crazy. But in Toastmasters, it's very structured. It's not only you have speakers, but you also have evaluators for every speaker. So it's your listening skills as well. And with real estate, like, you have to listen and be able to provide feedback. How do you provide feedback? It's not like, hey, I'm going to give you constructive criticism. No, it's like, hey, you did this great, and here's how you can improve it even further. You know? As opposed to being like, oh, you did this great, but no, it's like, this is great, and here's how you can improve further. And with Toastmasters, there's actually an awe counter. So whenever they're speaking, their job is to count your awe. So when you were saying that, I was like, yo, this is going to be hilarious, because it makes you be like, okay, actually, I need to improve with that. And it's insane. Like, point is, join it. Join it.
Okay, Andres, you are living your dream. You're helping your soccer homies, you know, You are crushing it on socials. You are the Toastmaster King. What else? What does the future hold for you?
For me, what I really, really want to be doing is helping top athletes around the world. Like, my big goal that I know I'm going to do, I don't know how, but I know I'm going to be like the realtor somehow for Arsenal players. Like, that's my big, big dream that I've had as a little kid. So with this, it's really, now that I've been helping Austin FC players and they've become my friends, and it's been amazing. I've been super blessed. The next step is definitely helping more and more athletes on that end and growing the team as well. I mean, with the team, it's been amazing and I loved it, getting more agents. The big goal definitely though that gets me excited is helping those athletes. And I'm actually, like, every year I go to London to watch Arsenal play. So I know somewhere there I'm going to meet the right person. And the thing is, with social media, it's not only about the clients that you can get, but also the credibility that it builds. As social media is really the new resume. Like, honestly, anytime anyone tells me, hey, this speaker's going to come speak at our conference, I'm going to look them up 100%, you know? And with social media, how great can it be to where someone doesn't really have to vet you? It's more so, dude, I look them up on social media. They look legit and I trust them. Be that through the videos or the following or whatever it is. So that's one thing that I'm going to build up to where it's like Arsenal players notice or something along those lines.
Yeah. What you just said about it being the new resume is so freaking true. And I know that there's still a lot of people who are fighting social media, like, oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, it's so much work. Oh, it's so much time. And like, I'm very much, you know, was one of them. But if you think about it, exactly what you just said, if I hear about a new business, if I hear about a speaker, if I am considering joining a mastermind or whatever the case may be, the first thing that I do is pull them up on Instagram. Like, I'm not going to LinkedIn. I'm not going to Google them and see what articles pop up. Like, and I think everyone probably gravitates towards their platform of choice. And like, Instagram is my favorite platform. So of course that's where I'm going to look them up. But it is the truth. It is the reality, whether we like it or not. It is the digital resume of 2024.
Oh yeah. It's crazy. But I mean, that's the reality with this. So it doesn't go to say, look, I love social media. You shall be as well. The best thing that will work for every agent is what you're most consistent at. So, social media can be great and it's worked amazingly for me. And I know open houses maybe have worked well for someone else. So it's really what you're more consistent at. What I can assure you of, though, is if you do the Toastmaster stuff and the social media stuff, you'll excel at it. Do it purposefully, though. And I say one post a day, that's what's been growing my stuff nowadays. And I used to not like doing one post per day, but I was like, you know what? Let's do it. This full year, like this year, 2024, since January 16, I've been posting one post per day. And that was like, that's my goal until the end of the year.
Okay, we're all going to hold you accountable. Everyone go and follow Andres. And if he doesn't post one a day, then he's buying all of us Toastmaster memberships.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Andres, what did we not talk about today?
Let's see. We did the social media stuff, which I love, the public speaking. Oh, I mean, with it, we sort of touched it, the passions and whatnot. I tell this to people. If you think it's weird getting someone's number, we already spoke about it a bit, but let me get a bit deeper into that. If you think it's weird getting someone's number, just go for their social media, because with this, top of mind is critical. One thing that I haven't said, like, these are the three tiers for social media. So With the number one, it doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be posted. Then the number two is every moment in business has a story. And then the number three is top of mind is the winner. So what does that mean? When you add someone on social media through something that you've met, if they see you consistently, this is why it comes full circle. They see you consistently posting on social media, they'll think about you right away when something real estate related comes up. And remember, maybe it's not a buyer or a seller, but it's an agent. Agent referrals are massive, massive. So with that, keep that in mind. I mean, if you're top of mind through stories, like on your Instagram, it can be stories or posts, people will go to you right away when they think real estate.
Beautiful. Okay, Andres, we're doing a fire round wrap up. So first question, what is something cool that you've learned recently?
Something like about myself or just?
Anything. This life, business, about yourself, you know, health, whatever.
Okay. Dude, like Joe Dispenza, baller, his book Supernatural talks about like how you can manifest anything in your life. and how a lot of the times the things that we think we can manifest to reality through the energy that we put out there and whatnot. I read his book and he was just talking about like studies and whatnot, like a quick study that they did. They had like fake surgery on 10 people and they had actual surgery on 10 other people. This is insane. But while they were doing the surgery, the 10 people that actually had the surgery, okay, great. The 10 people that did not have the surgery, they made the incision and then they had like the scar and everything. And those people healed the same way the other 10 that actually did have the surgery. And it's like through the mind, it's like, dude, it's crazy, but the mind is insane. And I've been reading Supernatural. I finished that book and I'm reading You Are the Placebo now. And it talks about that placebo effect. Like, why do sometimes when it's BS medicine, it's through our mind that we really bring the proteins and change. I'm not an expert in that, but that's one thing that I was like, yo, this is freaking awesome. Everyone should read that book. Everyone should read it.
Dude, this is how I know you're going to actually be like, the soccer Arsenal worldwide athlete, dude, because you are going to manifest it. It's happening.
It's okay. I know people will think this sounds crazy, but it's real. It's real. All right. Next one.
I love it. I love it. Okay. What events are you going to in the next 12 months?
Event. There's the AES Summit thing in Austin through like GoBundance, and I know Cody Sanchez, my business partner, the O Corzo, are speaking. So I'm going to that May 1st through the 4th. And then I might do real estate. That's the one that I have in mind. And then obviously traveling for fun and stuff. But for real estate that I can think of, the AES Summit. Yeah.
Okay. Last question. How can listeners help you in your business and where can they find you?
So they can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Andres Busta TX, AndresBustaTX. And how can listeners help me? Dude, look, it's not about helping me. It's about helping other people. Like, seriously, just take action. And what I would love is if people reached out and like, Andres, I heard you and I took action and this is what I did. Can you maybe help me with a video that I posted, feedback? Or someone telling me, I just joined Toastmasters, here's the receipt. Like, that would be way better. That's what I would love. I'm serious. Like, take action. Do it, guys. There's people that need your help.
Dude, it's so funny because like literally I'm going to do that. I'm going to send you a video and be like, here, can you provide feedback? And then also I'm doing Toastmasters. Yes. And actually, listeners, if anyone out there also wants to do Toastmasters, let me know once you've, gotten your free Toastmasters annual subscription from Andres. Let me know too. And maybe we'll do like a little accountability group or something. Dude, Andres, you are the freaking man. I love hanging out with you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been like the most fun ever.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys know the drill. Go on Instagram and hang out with me and the owner of the show. We are The Shelby Show and Aaron Amuchastegui on the gram. And we love to hear from you. We love the feedback. And guys, that is all we have for today. Andres, thanks again for coming on the show. And Real Estate Rockstars, thanks for listening.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.